Chanel here. Welcome to Menopause Nutritionist. I believe women can thrive in menopause and have the body composition of their choice if they master their nutrition and lifestyle. And today we're going to talk about why we cannot trust motivation to get us to our goals. Before we jump into our conversation though, I want to remind you, and this is especially important, I suppose, because this conversation is a big part of my coaching, like with my program and with my one-on-one clients. So if you missed my program, we are in week 5 this week. So I won't run this again until June. Jump on the waitlist. I will post the waitlist here in the notes section. Make sure you grab it, jump on there. That is how you stay up to date with anything I'm doing. So if I run another free protein challenge, you will get a discount if you decide to join the next program. You'll get recipes and stay in touch, things like that. So jump on there. That's the best way to be up to date and not miss out. I had someone message me yesterday actually, and she's like, I see you're not running the next program till June. Like, I can't believe it. I missed this one. So jump on the waitlist. Don't miss out. This conversation ties right into that because it is one of the things that I really am trying to teach. Like, on if you join a program or if you're a one-on-one client, that this is not about trusting feelings or how we feel from day to day. This is about creating a lifestyle. And I truly wish that we were taught this like when we were younger. The difference between how we feel and actually creating behaviors that set us up for success. It's a massive component, like I said, of my coaching practice, teaching people. Like, I want everyone that joins me, like whether it's in a program or a workshop or a one-on-one client, to obviously have success. Like, as a coach, that is my job. If I do not help you get results, then I feel like I'm failing you. And so this is a massive component of it, is being able to teach you how to create this and make it a behavior so it's a lifestyle. And actually, I was on a call today. I have a group of ladies that I'm coaching. I call them a coaching pod. They are actually a dragon boat team, and they have qualified to go to, I guess, the Worlds in Hawaii. So I'm coaching them all together. And this is exactly what we were talking about. So I have a couple of protocols that I teach through my coaching that help you really like dial in to the areas of your life, and that looks different for everyone. So like I was saying to her today, there's 10 particular areas. There's a few things on there that are tough for me. I'll tell you, one of them is drinking water, which I'm just going to have a sip of right now because I want to make sure that area of my situation is not falling behind. And so I have a couple of different protocols that I help you with to pinpoint how to work that out. And so we're talking that through today, and I'm like, you cannot trust your feelings. So when we break this down and look at it, why we can't trust motivation is, motivation is actually a feeling. It is a feeling. Like, some days we wake up and we feel very motivated, and other days there's no motivation. Like, the motivation is like not good, it's crap. And so this is where we can't trust motivation. Motivation, it comes and goes. One day it's there, one day it's not. One week it's there, one week it's not. Like, it's very much a feeling. And if it's around, then yay, it makes life a lot easier. We can't trust it because it's not a behavior. So what we want to do is we want to actually create a lifestyle that we can not have to worry whether motivation is there or not. Like, I say this, and you guys probably hear me say this all the time. Like, for me, my non-negotiables are what allow me to hit my goals, because my non-negotiables are not motivation driven. Like, they're just what I do. So like today, I go to the gym. So it's not if I go to the gym or if the motivation's there. It's like, that's what I do. It's actually part of what defines who I am. So I drink my water like you just saw me do. I eat high protein. I've just done meal prep. I get enough sleep. Like, there's a whole lot of things on my list of non-negotiables that make me Chanel. And those are not motivation dependent. So some days, if I'm not motivated, like today, to do my steps, well, too bad, because I'm doing them, because that is part of my non-negotiables, because I've created a behavior around it. And regardless of whether I feel motivated, because I don't today, I will still do it, because that is what defines who I am. So that is what I'm trying to teach you, like, in this process. And the other thing is that we must be able to do hard things. So the other day I had like an ice bath. I'm telling you, I do not love having ice baths. They are hard for me to do. I find them difficult. The thought of it right now is like, oh, like, I have zero motivation to do an ice bath, right? But I can do hard things. And so if I just relied on motivation to do an ice bath, I would never do another ice bath in my life, because I have no motivation for that. But I know they're really good for me, and we can do hard things, like the CrossFit Open. Actually, I'm doing the CrossFit Open right now, and that is really hard. And quite frankly, every week it comes around, and we don't even know what it is this week, it comes out, and I'm like, I am not motivated to do that. This week, burpees and snatches. I was not motivated to do that. And if I relied on that feeling, then I wouldn't have done it. So we must create behaviors that create a lifestyle. And like this today on the coaching pod live, we were talking this through, that these behaviors, doesn't matter what happens. Like, if we go on holiday, we still do them. Like, it doesn't, they don't stop. They're actually a definition of who you are. And that is what creates the lifestyle. So like when Gary and I go on holiday, we still intermittent fast. We still eat high protein. I pack all the things I need. I do a variation of meal prep, because I often will still make like some breakfast or something like, but if say I was on a holiday where obviously meal prep wasn't necessary, then that's a change. You don't need to if you've got food included. But generally, all of the things that I do, I still go to CrossFit when I'm on holiday, you know, generally. Like, if there's CrossFit, I'll find it and do it. I'll still exercise, that sort of thing. So the funny thing was, we were chatting today on the call, and, you know, people, obviously you're listening in, and lots of people listen to my podcast, and I guess sometimes people might find me, they realize I do programs or coach one-on-one, and they're like, oh, well, I don't really need to, because she puts out a free podcast. And my intention is to try and help you on every level I can. However, if you do my program, or if you're a one-on-one client, or like the coaching pod girls, they're like, when we listen to your podcast, because they all still listen to my podcast even though they're coached by me, it hits differently, because we're actually learning like the base of exactly what you're talking about, and we've got all the tools, the protocols. And so when I listen before, I definitely learned from you, but now it just like hits in a different way. So I just wanted to plant that seed. If you're like listening to the podcast or tuning in and you're like, well, I feel like Chanel just gives away all of her like secrets for free, I can promise you that you get to learn so much more when you actually coach direct. And this hits differently. It's often a reminder. It helps people like really like absorb what I'm trying to teach and portray. So I thought that was really funny today. She's like, it just hits so differently now that we're being coached. Like, your podcast, every time I listen to you, it actually is sinking right in, and I'm like really like ding, the light bulbs are going off. So I thought that was really funny. So anyway, I hope that that has helped today, and especially here we are on a Monday. So Monday, often motivation can be like, well, sometimes motivation is high on a Monday, like we were talking about, and sometimes it's crap after the weekend. So hopefully this is helpful so you can understand that we're not going to trust motivation anymore. We're going to create non-negotiables that set us up to create a behavior and a lifestyle that we can fall on and know that that's how we're going to get our results, and that is going to set you up for success, not just now, for the next 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And so you are always feeling your optimal self, like you're smashing your goals, and that's what this is all about. As always, thanks for tuning in today. I truly appreciate you, and give yourself a pat on the back for putting your health and wellness first. And hopefully you cannot trust your motivation anymore. You start creating these new behaviors that set you up for success in your life. If you were happy to leave a review, a rating, share, like, follow, all of the things, then I would truly appreciate it. Thanking you in advance, giving you a high five from Brisbane to wherever you are located in the world. That's the cool thing, hey, we just reach anywhere in the world. It's so cool, just breaking down the barriers. So if you're not already following me on social media, go find me. I'll drop the handles in the notes as well, so then we can be friends. Reach out, let me know if there's anything that you would like me to talk about. I love getting messages from people, it's the best. So have a great rest of your day, and I will see you next time.